You're listening to the Sex with Emily podcast. This is the January 11th show and the first of 3 hours. We've listened to you and are now delivering our podcast in longer 40-minute segments. What do you think? Email us feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Welcome to Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. We are changing the world one orgasm at a time. It is Saturday night and we are live in San Francisco. So you can call us anytime you want. 888-500-1069. We're on till 2 a.m. You can listen live at 106.9freefm.com. And for more information about Sex with Emily, you can go to our website, sexwithemily.com. And these are all podcasted, so you can listen to our podcasts and check out our mailing list and our blog and all that fun stuff. So tonight, we have lots of guests tonight coming in. We have Celeste Hirschman and Danielle Harrell, sex and intimacy coaches. They've been on the show before, and they're coming back because they have a new cutting-edge, hands-on treatment for men to help them control ejaculation. And lots of other things. They have special hands-on courses, actually, which they were on the show a few months ago. And I think this is a new wave, sex coaches. You might be in therapy with your partner, but you might need a little sex coaching as well. So all your sex questions for the next little bit here, we will answer them. Because I know you've got questions, we've got answers. We also have my friend Dusty Wright, my new friend, coming in. Met him at Macworld this week from Culture Catch. It's a popular video cast, and we're talking about sex and the media and sex and television and movies and, like, what are the best sex scenes? Is there too much sex? We'll talk about that later. And Honey Labrador, she's in town. She's a TV host, former fashion model, designer. She's designing stuff for the L Word this season, and she's in town for all the L Word premieres. And we're going to read your mail. I'm getting so many emails. I love hearing from you. Feedback@sexwithemily.com if you have any things you want to say. If you love us or you hate us, I'm cool with that. And it's been a crazy week. I was at Macworld. I got an offer to speak at Macworld last week on a panel about podcasting because I actually started this whole Sex with Emily thing as a podcast about a year and a half ago. And apparently, I'm, like, one of the only podcasters that, like, started as a podcast and went to traditional radio. So they asked me to do that, and I met, like, there's, like, 50,000 people that attend the conference. And lots of guys. Obviously, you'd think that. Like, there's, like, 50, like, all men. I'm thinking, this is where. Any women call, you can't find men, go to the Macworld conference, okay? But I was also doing... So maybe I met a lot more men than usual because I was asked to do this. Another thing I was asked to do by these guys who run this video cast is this confession booth. They were sponsoring a salon every night, and it was like music and drinks and arts and artists and all this stuff. And they were like, Emily, let's build a confessional and people can come in and they can confess to you. They can tell you like all their deep, dark secrets like you would do at church if you ever went to church. I'm Jewish. I didn't really understand it, but I get the theory that you sit down and you confess and you're absolved. So I get a lot of weird offers to do things. Some good, some strange. But this, when I read this, I was like, confess. Why not? Let's do it. So every night, confess to Emily, we did this booth. And it was pretty amazing because I thought, okay, you know, people come in and they'll be like, yeah, you know, I kind of had this fantasy or, you know, I stole a candy bar when I was 12. I didn't know what people were going to say. But I was completely blown away by this confessional. There was something about people sitting down. you know, we had this booth. We closed the curtains. I was on the other side. We had a window that they pulled back. And they were telling me all these things. Some of the highlights, I had a man, he's like, looks at me, he's like, okay, I've never done this before. I was like, okay, well, just, you know, tell me what's on your mind. He's like, you know, I think I'm bisexual. I've never told anybody, but I think I'm bisexual. And I was like, okay, that's fine. He's like, yeah, it feels good to say it. And then I had another woman come in. She was like, I'm 24. I've never had an orgasm with a man. She never told anyone that. Another guy talked about, which Celeste and Danielle, you'll like this. He was afraid that he wasn't going to be able to perform with this woman that he's with. He said he hasn't had sex in 5 months. It's a new relationship. They're about to have sex. He can, like, feel it coming. You know, they have, like, some big date on Saturday night. And he's afraid he's going to have a ejaculation problem. So, you know, he was confessing that. Another married, lots of married people. Most of them been together a long time. I don't want to say most, but I have to say it was like 3 or 4. Like, we've been together 18 years. We don't want to have sex anymore. Emily, familiarity breeds contempt. Celeste and Danielle, they see a lot of couples. Can you, you know, keep sex interesting? But then right after he said that, another guy walked in. He's like, you know what? I love my wife. 25 years together. And you know what? Familiarity, Emily, does not breed contempt. So it was interesting. So everybody opened up, and it just got me thinking. And I was, again, I was completely, like, I was shocked. I was just sitting there, like, they don't know me. Some didn't know sex with Emily, but they were, like, had this window to tell me what was on their mind. And I was thinking that, like, people don't have a lot of people to talk to about this. You know, women, I talk to my friends a lot, we do it, but men, where do they go? They're not going to say, so last night I was with this woman, and oops, by mistake, I, you know, orgasm too quickly, or thought I was going to be able to get hard last night and I didn't. This never happens to me. I don't know where they go. So a lot of that about people confessing things, but also like anxiety that they have about their relationships. Did I pick the right person? You know, and one guy said to me, Emily, I always date the bad girls. Always, always, always. And I said, you know what? New leaf. I'm going to date the good girl. So I'm with this woman and it's a nice relationship. She's fine. But kind of bored. I don't know. What should I do? Should I be with someone else? So there's like all this anxiety. Is, you know, I'm in the right place. Should I have married this person? And I was thinking, where do we go? Who do you talk to? Is it just that we're not that confident in our sexual choices? Are we not that confident, you know, in our own sexuality and our bodies? It seems like there's lots of anxiety out there. And that's why we have the show. You can all call up, confess, talk. We're going to give you some answers, ask questions, and specifically for the next hour, Celeste and Danielle, I think any sex questions, you guys cover the bases. So we're going to go to that. And then also their special top secret male ejaculation technology. I just came from Mackerel. No, their new system. So they're going to talk about that in a minute.
Are you 100% happy in your car? Whether you're looking to get into or out of an automobile lease, swapalease.com is the answer. Call 1-866-SWAP-NOW to find out what you could be driving.
Virgie's here, our favorite phone sex operator. She just got back from Vegas. She was at the Adult Entertainment Expo. I haven't even talked to you. She just walked in from Vegas. I just walked in from Macworld. How was it, Virg?
It was very, very interesting. Crazy. Lots of things.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you about some of them?
Tell me something. But first, I want to know, because I was at Macworld, you know, yes. Steve Jobs, the whole thing. And then, like, CES was right, Consumer Electronics Show.
Right. So that was very, there was some crossover. There were plenty of very wide-eyed, nerdy-looking men with making their rounds and sort of the porn stars and the big penis machines. It was very fun. But all sorts of great stuff was there. I mean, I met one of my, I'm actually a huge fan of Victoria Givens, who holds the records for most backdoor intrusions. And she's very, very sweet. Yeah. And she actually has a contest on her website. I was going to enter it. And basically she'll have sex with you and dinner if you have a great essay and you have a picture of your full body. These are the only two criteria, I believe. And I started writing the essay and I said, oh no, Victoria Givens never going to pick me. And I met her and she said, oh, we've never had a girl enter. You would definitely get it. And I'm reconsidering. So I'm definitely going to enter that contest.
I think, so you want to have sex with her?
I think I do. Yeah, she's very, very,
but
very pretty.
You're straight.
I'm pretty straight. I'm like 95% straight.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to have sex with her.
But I love boobies. She's got great boobies.
I think that you should enter the contest for sure.
I think so too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Virge.
I'll let you know how that
I love Virgie because she's going off and doing these things. I'm at Macworld and she's in Vegas with
Penis machines.
Penis machines. Did you make any new friends?
Oh, yeah, I did. I actually met a man with a vagina who actually stars a lot in porn videos and is going to be doing a mainstream video. Very excited about him. And saw Ron Jeremy.
Which you did?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Ron Jeremy. I think he's a very talented individual. Wow. Famous porn star. He's actually in several of my videos, the videos I own at my house. Love him. Met a lot of couples. Saw Scott from officialsexrecords.com. And everything's, I don't know, just a lot of fun stuff. I met some interesting taxi cab drivers who submit their footage and their little taxis to HBO's
Taxi Cab Confessions. Okay.
Exactly.
You met the guys who
well, it opened to any taxi cab driver, apparently, because in Las Vegas, they all have little cameras in their cabs, and you just consent on the video feed to being filmed, and then that's it. They've covered all the liability bases, and they send it in.
See, it's amazing. This is what I was saying about confessions, is that
yes.
People, they just want to talk.
Exactly.
They just want to talk.
Or have sex in your back seat.
Have sex in your back seat. They want to talk. And we recorded some confessions the other night. And people were like, yeah. I'm like, do you mind if I'm recording? I don't have to record because I want to be private. I mean, I was kind of, you know, being a higher spirit there.
Right.
Like priestess. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, no problem. Just turn it on. I want to talk. It's fine.
Right.
So people are having sex in the back seat.
Yeah.
How do they get the releases? I never understand this.
Well, they just say, you just say on the video, you know, I release my voice and likeness to this taxi cab driver man.
Everybody wants to be a porn star, don't they?
Absolutely.
Okay. Menace, how about you? What are you doing, Menace? How was your week?
It was pretty amazing. I saw you at that party, the after party, Macworld after party.
Right.
With the whole booth.
The Culture Cut Salon thing.
It was amazing. It's just, I walked into the party. I just called you by chance to see how the Macworld thing is. And you're like, stop by this party. And I walk in and it's just Sex with Emily everywhere. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty amazing. And then earlier that week, I hung out with Incubus. And I think you went to the Incubus show,
I did
too.
Go to the Incubus concert as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. My friend Mike Diaz, he's from Ultimate Ears, which are these, you know, like the best earbuds you can ever make in the universe. They're like professional earbuds, but for everyone else, he gave me this amazing pair of them. But that's besides the point. He's like, Emily, we're going to Incubus. And I was like, okay. He's like, no, we're backstage. So he like took me backstage and we went to the show and it was really cool. It was a crazy week. Did you went too, Menace?
Yeah,
liked it?
I went the day before. Yeah, and it was cool. And then I actually got to hang out with the band the very next day here in the building. They came and hung out, so that was cool.
Great. You didn't confess anything to me, though, Menace.
I might have. I mean, that...
You were kind of drunk.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you did, Menace. You did? Oh, Absolute sponsored it. That's right. Absolute Vodka. They sponsored the confessional booth. They wanted, like, they erected... It looked like it was like a booth, but like a Absolute Vodka bottle that I was inside.
Pretty.
It was very pretty. And it was like, but I have to say, I did meet a lot of men, but it was also says like Sex with Emily. You walk in, it's like this all Macworld guys, like Sex with Emily. So again, it's like I talk about I hand people my business card and it's like, I'm a prostitute. We're going to all have sex, but no, just confessions. So that was my week. Virgie's in Vegas with porn stars. I was at Macworld, which was fun. I'm meeting all these other podcasters. I was on this panel. I'll talk more about this later with MommyCast. So it was MommyCast and Sex with Emily talking about podcasting. And they have like this one woman on MommyCast. She's five kids. And the other woman is Paige and Gretchen. And they were talking about all the good things the podcast would do for mommies. And I'm like, well, I have my sex podcast. So people listen to my show, have kids. Some sexual issues might come up, come back to my show. So, you know, we're going to start doing things together. It was fun. Podcasting. Everyone, a lot of people listen to this podcast. Let me know how the feed's working. I always want to say this, like if there's any problems with it, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Lots of people listen that way. Okay, Celeste and Danielle. Celeste and Danielle are sex and intimacy coaches in the Bay Area. And they were on the show a few months ago. Hands-on courses. Virgie, I want you to be a model in one of their courses. They have courses for men, courses for women. The men have women models, volunteers that come in and help men with whatever they need help with. And then same with the female courses. They have men. Thank you. Welcome back to the show, Celeste and Danielle.
Thank you.
Are you guys on?
Yeah,
hi.
We're on.
So tell me about, I got an email from Celeste and she's like, Emily, we've got this brand new system for helping men with premature ejaculation. Mm-hmm. So you want to tell me about that? And first, just tell me about your sex and intimacy coaches. What does that mean? What's that? I'm kind of a sex coach, but I'm not trained. You guys are trained? What does that mean?
Yeah, you have
a real degree.
I have my master's in human sexuality studies from San Francisco State University and a certification in sexological bodywork from the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality, which Danielle also has.
You guys are the real deal.
Yeah, and I'm going to graduate with my PhD on February 7th.
You are? Congratulations.
Yes. I'm very excited.
It's great. That is very exciting.
Yes.
Okay.
And so coaching, we deal with coaching is a little bit different than therapy. I think a lot of people know, you know, some of the differences, but basically coaches really focus on, you know, short term, let's make some drastic changes in your life. You don't have to tell me everything about your childhood. I know you want to have better control over your ejaculation. Let's make that happen, you know, in a handful of sessions. And in the olden days, they said, think of dead puppies, right? That's how they tried to get men to control their ejaculation. Or they would say, think of your grandmother or run, you know, the latest sports show that you watched or something like that. So you're not in your body at all. You're not in your pleasure, not even involved with your partner. So this is terrible. And even the newer kinds of very disruptive to a sexual situation. So usually they'll read a book and they won't ever try it with their partner because they don't want to do some like squeezing technique in the middle of intercourse when they haven't, you know, when they, even especially if they don't have a lot of communication with their partner. So the way that we teach ejaculation control, firstly, it's pleasure-based. The entire process of learning how to do it is pleasurable. And it's not disruptive in a sexual situation. And so...
it's pleasurable.
Yes.
They can pleasurably learn how to not ejaculate. Because I was talking to people about this, you know, I take informal polls every week. I'm like, this week we're talking about how to help men with premature ejaculation. They're like, they seem to masturbate more. Oh, it's just, can't they just, they should masturbate and then have sex. But obviously the problem goes much deeper. We're going to get into that when we come back. And I also need to thank Cove Wine Bar and Kitchen for the wine tonight. We're talking to Celeste and Danielle. It's Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. You're listening to Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. It's Saturday night in San Francisco. We are live. We're on till 2. And we've got Celeste and Danielle here. They're sex and intimacy coaches in the Bay Area. They're back tonight. They were here a few months ago. If you want to listen to their other podcast on our website, sexwithemily.com. But I got an email from Danielle and Celeste, and they said to me, Emily, we've got to come on and talk about our new revolutionary new way to help men control their ejaculation pleasurably, because sometimes they have problems with, you know, with control. We all have got issues. So I'm like, I got to hear it. And they also are throwing a new party of the senses. They're going to tell us about that. So, but really, I know guys have problems with this. We know that Viagra is everywhere. We know it's an issue. But it's funny, whenever we've talked about this, the phones sometimes are silent. But so I know that you're listening, and it's totally fine that you're listening right now, and you don't have to call in, but just listen and take note about their new revolutionary program. But if you do have any questions at all, though, about sex, you guys can really answer it all. Orgasms,
non-orgasms.
Techniques, non-orgasms.
More
that
orgasms.
Comes up when you want more orgasms.
Full body orgasms.
Full Better body orgasms. Full body orgasms. Can I sign up for a full body orgasm class?
Sure. Yes, you can.
Oh, okay. Any orgasm? Any question? 888-500-1069. Sex with Emily. That's it. Sex with Emily. Sex with Celeste and Danielle. Okay. So let's talk about male dysfunction, which sounds so negative.
We don't like to call it dysfunction.
Let's call it something else. What should we call it, Danielle?
Well, it's probably more of something that they want to learn. It's not dysfunction. They just didn't have the opportunity to learn how to do it differently. Because when men learn how to, you know, masturbate, this is how we begin learning about our first way to touch our body and pleasure our body and actually be in touch with sexuality is through masturbation. And men kind of had to hurry it because no one told them, hey, you can go and take your time, you know, like you can try different things. So they learned to masturbate and ejaculate.
In the bathroom or in the shower.
Fast, 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 not to be caught. And that brings to rapid ejaculation.
Okay.
And other things come to the picture, too. One is like scarcity of sex. When they feel that they don't have enough sex or they need to catch it as fast as they can, they'll do it fast. And that brings
so they just get trained
confidence.
That way. They get set in their ways. And then they, whenever they have sex with a woman, they that happens, or a man, or...
Then it becomes a vicious cycle, so they're worried constantly.
So how much of it would you say is psychological? Does it, I know it's case-by-case basis, but really, do you think more so it's anxiety and psychological combined with the physiological?
I think it's pretty much a combination, because we teach men how to train themselves to do it differently and really learn a new way to do it differently. And that lowers the level of anxiety, of course, because they gain confidence that they know how to do it well and they know how to control their body and find more pleasure in this whole process.
So yeah, you so teach it's doubly, them how to do that.
It's retraining their body and gaining the confidence that they need.
Okay. And you have this new revolutionary...
Method.
Revolutionary.
Totally.
I love that. I keep saying it.
Totally.
We're going to take a quick call because we're going to talk to Greg. Thanks for calling 888-500-1069. It's Sex with Emily. Hey, Greg.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. So you want their website. Okay, yeah. CelesteandDanielle.com.
Uh-huh.
Celeste and Danielle. They have a great website. Lots of information. About the courses.
Fantastic.
Do you want to take one of their courses, Greg?
Pardon me?
Do you think you want to take one of their courses, Greg?
Oh, I sure do.
Yeah, we have a class next weekend, next Sunday. Become an Extraordinary Lover for Men Who Love Women. We have a hands-on practice in the second half of the workshop. You actually get to practice with women, models who volunteer because they want to help men become better lovers.
Wow.
Outstanding.
So, Greg, why would you take the class? What would you be your focus in the class, Greg?
I believe it would be more for control. I tend to have tendencies to finish in a quicker manner than my partner.
Okay.
And unfortunately for me, it's extremely quick.
Okay.
This is not the call most guys want to put out on the air. But
I love that you're... No, Greg, like, I want to give you... What can we give him? I want
to
give
you
something.
Thank you so much for calling.
Really, Greg, wonderful. I can't tell you, men don't... They don't usually call in with this stuff, and that's really brave, and I'm so glad you called in. And
this is the number one complaint we get in our practice. And so you are not alone. I can guarantee you of that. And we work with men on it all the time.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Can you give me more information about your class next week?
Absolutely. It's going to be at the Center for Sex and Culture, and it's 9:30 to 5:30 on Sunday. And you can check out all the information on our website. It talks about, if you have any specific questions, I'm happy to answer them, but you can sign up right there on our website also.
Yeah.
I also want to add something about controlling. We teaching the class how to expand techniques and do other things.
So many men are focused on only that kind of sex. They're only focused on, like, you know, missionary or penetration, and we, you talk about something, you give them more methods, more ways to describe sex. It's not just what you think it is. Okay, Greg, send me an email, feedback@sexwithemily.com, because I want to send you something if you want to send me an email. And also just a little Sex with Emily gift. And keep listening, because we're going to get into their special method in a minute, okay?
Great.
Okay,
thank
Greg,
you.
Have a great night. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Greg.
I'm
Thanks,
so
Greg.
Happy he called in. Men don't, they me don't too. Call in, but I'm glad he's listening. Tell me about this method that you've developed for men, because this is what, you know, we're saying that a lot of men, there's books out there, they think, oh, I just need to pleasure myself more alone, and then when I'm with a woman, I won't get there too quickly. But you're saying you developed something new. I don't even know what it is.
There are a lot of different aspects to it, and so we work on a lot of different levels. One of them is the confidence piece, and then the other piece is just really helping them to get into their own pleasure and sensation. So often, men are completely in their minds when they're being sexual with their partners, and they're not in their own bodies at all. And so it's no wonder that they have no control, because they're either worried about their own performance or worried about making sure that she's okay the whole time, and they never get into their own desire and pleasure. So this is a piece of it. And then, of course, there's other kinds of techniques that we teach around breathing, and we do teach them to do different kinds of self-touch to help them expand their repertoire with that and expand their ejaculation, expand their control on their own. And
we also help them really understand that it's not everything is about penetration. Give me many tools to be with a woman in different ways.
Many tools? Anything we can... What kind of... there's just other things they could do besides just having
sex. Well, the workshop really focuses on manual touch.
And psychological turn-on, too, definitely. Like coming from your confident core and really turning a woman on with your words. You know, like telling her, I want you, is very powerful.
Right. For a woman.
Absolutely. For a woman to receive that from a man, to know how much he wants her, is very, very much a turn-on.
We talk about that all the time on here, that women, like, we want to hear, like, how hot you think I am and how much I'm turning you on and you know, what you were thinking about today. That for women, it is more psychological. So what did you think that men need, then, to hear from women to help them with their...
I think that what they need to know is that their woman is really being turned on and excited by what they're doing. And so it's less so much what women need to say, but that they actually feel like they can get her to respond, which is what we teach them to do in the workshop. So I don't think there's so much that a woman needs to say. What she needs to do is really get into her own pleasure, tell people what she wants. And this is what we teach in our women's workshops, is for women to get into their own pleasure and desire.
So they both need to be in their – men and women all both need to be into their bodies, and they're leaving because they're worried about each other.
Exactly. And it actually, they can do so when they're in their own pleasure and they're coming from that place, they become much more intuitive partners.
So. Okay. So are you saying that, so some of the techniques that you teach men for, you know, so they can kind of hold it in more, are different ways to masturbate. I'm thinking when you said that, is it men and women, they can kind of do the same thing over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
And you kind of say, here's a different way to mix it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you have models... Women, volunteers, not like supermodels walking down the runway, but you have volunteers that actually go into a room with men and help them? How does that work?
No. So the workshop is different.
That's
from
what I think.
Nice fantasy, though.
The workshop techniques for how to turn a woman on and to get her to her pleasure place, no matter what your tool is doing or isn't doing.
Okay.
Because
that's how to become an extraordinary lover? Okay. But the other workshop is just helping men with... certain
that we do with individuals.
Oh, one-on-one,
you know,
training.
Men don't want to do that in a group, usually.
That's a good point. They don't want to call into the show. I know everyone's listening right now. It's so funny because I know. Viagra, everyone's...
That's our individual coaching that we do.
Okay, so
with their partners.
How many coaching sessions would a man have to come to see you to kind of help him with juice too quickly?
I think they can see some real, you know, extreme change in five or six sessions.
Really?
Yeah. And so we're not going to be, you know, make people dependent on us, come to us for a year. It's not like that. We really want to get them to get some transformation happening right away.
And why is this revolutionary?
Because
it's books say it, but don't the books say men, they got to do this and that?
It's revolutionary because the entire process is pleasurable. So often it's like you have to read a book. Some people don't even like to do that. And then you have to do all of these different kinds of techniques that can interrupt sex. No, for us, it's pleasurable from the moment you walk into the coaching session to the moment you start making love to your partner and lasting longer. And I mean, I have one client on the East Coast. You know, he says, I can't emphasize too much what a thrill it was to have prolonged intercourse and to have my partner orgasm as a result of her coupling. He said, when we engaged, I lasted as long as I ever have with my wife. They've been married for 40 years.
No.
And could have lasted longer.
Stop.
Yes.
After coaching with you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. After 40 years. That's amazing.
Yeah. And so he's gone through, you know, huge transformation. And we've done most of our coaching over the phone and over the internet.
You can do it over the phone, too.
Yeah,
so because we have a lot of listeners, podcasts are all over the country.
Yep.
CelesteandDanielle.com. You can also find it on our website. If I link to their site, that's amazing. So you could do it on the phone.
Yes.
I love this. I want to help men and women.
Yes.
What are some of the women's courses? So you have these courses, Become an Extraordinary Lover for Men and Women. We also have a woman, Rose, is going to call in a little bit. She's taken one of your courses, and she's learned a great deal. She wrote a song about how much you've helped her. So we are talking to Celeste and Danielle. Any questions that you have at all about sex and your relationship? Is there anything happening right now that you're not quite sure how to do it? 888-500-1069. What are some of the other common things that come up? We know about men. What would you say women, when they come to see you, what are the issues that come up for them?
So many women experience problems with desire and connecting to their own desire. And what turns men on is seeing a woman who owns her passion and really, like, expresses her sexuality. And many women lost it somewhere in the way or never connected with it or had it at the beginning of the relation and kind of, like, detached from it. So what we teach in our women's workshop on January 28th is actually...
I want to come.
Please do. You're welcome. And is actually how to get back and get in touch with their desire and passion and ask what they want, know what they want, know what they want.
So they don't ask. They don't ask men what they want. They don't tell them because they're afraid.
They don't even know what they want.
Sometimes they don't even know.
So you help women realize what their fantasy is. So do you think that men know?
What women want? What,
do men know what they want? I'm trying to just differentiate.
Yeah, I think that they have a better idea of what they want, that they have their fantasies, and they're pretty clear on, like, when they go into a sexual situation. A lot of women are looking for men to lead them, and they don't have any sense of what their own desires are. So on the one hand, we teach men to lead them, you know, for all those women out there who don't really have a good handle on it. And for women, we teach them to become an irresistible sex goddess. We teach them to get fully in touch with their desires and so they can tell men exactly what they want because they have finally explored it and know.
Okay. When we come back, how do you ask for it? How do you really get there? And how do you know what you want sexually? And we're going to talk to someone who she was transformed into a sex goddess because of Celeste and Danielle's class. And I'm going to go take your class. Celeste and Danielle and Virgie's here at Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. We'll be right back. Listening to Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. It's Saturday night, and we're talking about sex, of course, but Celeste and Danielle here are the experts. CelesteandDanielle.com. They help men and women become more extraordinary lovers, irresistible sex goddess. I'm going to go to your course. I'd like to become a sex goddess. Mm-hmm. I keep meeting people this week. They're like, you're so innocent, Emily. You actually are. They think I have a sex show and that I'm, I don't know, more sexual. I am sexual, but apparently I'm lately portrayed as very innocent, which I kind of like. I'm from the Midwest, you know. I am a nice girl. My mother loves to hear that. So I'm just going to come and become, is it become a slutty goddess? No, sex goddess. Okay. Celeste and Danielle, if you have any sex questions, 888-500-1069. But we're going to talk to Rose. Rose is one of the models. She's been a model in your class and transformed herself. Okay. Hi, Rose. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily.
Hello.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Really well, thanks.
Perfect. Talk to me about Celeste and Danielle and your experience in their classes.
Well, first I want to say thank you very much to Celeste and Danielle for what they've created with the Extraordinary Lovers workshops. For me personally, as a model, it's transformed my life like a 180-degree turn. When I first met Celeste and I interviewed to be a model for the workshops, I was wearing old lady underwear. I know she'll remember this. I hear her laughing in the background. And now, if I wear underwear at all, it's very sexy and lacy and of the thong type. So I want to say thank you for that, first of all.
Wow. That's good.
I also want to say thank you for this program because my motto is if I'm not having sex, I want to be talking about it. So I think this is a wonderful radio show for you to have.
Thank you
to Emily for that.
Sure. We have fun here.
So anyway, I first heard about these workshops through the Center for Sex and Culture. I got a newsletter, and I thought I would really like to be a part of what I felt they were creating in these workshops as a more sex-positive attitude in the community, something that's really important to me. I've been having sex all my life, practically, okay. And I think it's a really important part of who we are as human beings. And
are you in a relationship, Rose?
I beg your pardon?
Are you in a relationship?
I am in a relationship.
Okay.
And nowadays, I only date and will spend my time with men that have the Extraordinary Lovers workshop certificate of completion, because why would I bother with anybody else at this point?
Do they get tattoos or something so you know if a man, I want to only be with Extraordinary Lovers too?
Yeah, no, they do. They give out a certificate at the end of the workshop, and it's brilliant.
Do you publish it or something? Is it public? Like if someone's like a child molester, you know, you don't want to live next door to you, but if someone has like
I go online and make sure that they have the certificate, or I won't bother with
I
them.
I so want that. I want to mess around with, you know, subpar lovers. Okay, Rose, that is cool. So you, okay, you threw away the white cotton.
Exactly.
Pant. Oh, white cotton panties are actually kind of hot sometimes, but you're talking about granny panties.
I'm talking about bad granny panties.
Okay. And you did what? What happened? How did you, what happens during a course?
Well, one of the biggest things that happened to me, I think, was that I was able to embrace a part of my own sexuality that I think I forgot about. I'm a 48-year-old mother of four, and I work full-time, I go to school full-time, I'm studying to be a clinical sexologist, which kind of helps, but yeah. You know, even in my current job as a senior account clerk, I, you know, sex is a really important part of who we are.
Right.
And how we share yes. ourselves with each other, whether you're married or single or bisexual or,
true.
Or
anything,
gay, whatever, right?
That's why we're talking about it.
And it's easy to forget that we have that in us, you
right.
know, when we're going through our daily life.
So did you feel like you were kind of had forgotten that part of yourself?
Totally forgotten that part of myself. And working with Danielle and Celeste has just woken me up to that part of myself.
Okay.
And being able to share who I am.
Can you give me another example besides the panties?
Oh.
I need tangible,
well,
concrete
know,
examples if I'm going to spend a day in their course.
You know, I think just forgetting to pay attention to myself, to pay attention.
Right. To what?
And take time to self-pleasure, for example, really important part of.
And you have four kids. I mean, when do you do that?
Well, you know, nowadays I take about an hour a day and I let my kids know that mommy has a very important thing that she needs to do for herself. And I go in my bedroom and I create a sacred space and I do that for myself.
Wow.
And let me tell you what, my current partner is very grateful for it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I don't think that people, you know, they don't make the time to do that.
She's been a model in three of our workshops. And she just gets sexier and sexier and sexier. I mean, like,
thank you so much.
True,
she's a model. So you go in the room with men when they take the workshops, and you
she receives touch.
She receives touch from the men
and gives feedback.
And gives feedback.
Exactly.
That's so harsh. I think men need it though because they're so bad at feedback and directions.
You know what?
But if they take a course,
and they need for women to be able to ask for what they need, because honestly, what I've discovered is that they just don't know, and we need to tell them. And that's the other thing that's empowered me in these workshops is being able to ask for what I want and desire for my own sexuality. And you know what? They're so happy and so willing
it's
to give.
It's true.
It's amazing.
They want to know.
They do. They really want to know. And it's been such a... I'm just so grateful to have been
part. Oh, good. Rose, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah,
I appreciate
no
it. Thanks.
Okay.
Have a great night. Another satisfied customer, Celeste and Daniel. Okay, we're going to talk to Miguel. Miguel, thanks for calling 888-500-1069.
Are you 100% happy in your car? Whether you're looking to get into or out of an automobile lease, swapalease.com is the answer. Call 1-866-SWAP-NOW to find out what you could be driving.
In Pacifica, Miguel, thanks for calling Sex with Emily.
Oh, thanks.
Hi.
Hi, yeah. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, what's up?
Oh, not too much. Like, I just had... had some questions for the sex masters over here.
Good. Ask shoot. But
yeah,
not too fast.
Actually, I have, like, kind of, I think, a weird situation. Like, I think there's probably something that comes up more with women than guys. But, I mean, like, lately, just, like, my sex drive has been super weak. Like, and I'm not used to that. I'm a young guy. I'm only 24. And, you know, I was just going to see if they had any suggestions to, like, kind of, you know, for a guy's perspective, just to, like, you know, anything to supercharge the sex drive, kind of, like, you know, just boost up the libido a little bit.
It's a great question, Miguel. Supercharge the sex drive. He's 24. Not feeling like his drive is where it should be. Celeste and Danielle, any advice?
Sure. So we'd probably do the same thing that we do with women, is actually get in touch with your desires and get in touch with what turns you on and get in touch with your body and get in touch with, you know, masturbation.
Miguel, do you know what turns you on?
Oh, of course. I'm the guy.
So I think what happens is that anybody can get disconnected from their desire. And when we see men who are disconnected from their desire, we do have a, you know, approach that sort of builds on first, like, getting them back into that desire and then helping them through both talk and breath and body work to reclaim that desire and to probably experience pleasure that they didn't even know they were capable of. And usually once you start to experience pleasure you didn't know you were capable of, you get back into your desire. Because, like, I want more and more and more of this. And so we take them to those different levels that they've never been to before. So we would love
How is it manifesting for you and you're feeling like, are you with someone and you're like, I'm not that into it? Or you just don't ever want, you don't ever feel that desire? How is it?
Well, you know, it's kind of weird. It's I don't know, the last girl I was with, I mean, normally it's okay. I mean, normally, I don't have a problem with that. But, like, the last girl I was with, I don't know, it was the kind of deal where I couldn't get that excited with her. And, you know, she's totally good looking. It was just kind of weird. It's like she was totally into it, and I just wasn't feeling it. And I know it'd be easy to say that maybe the chemistry wasn't there, but it was. It's just for whatever reason, that sex drive was just not there. And, you know,
right,
like that consistently. So, you know, it was just like anything to just, you know, like some, I don't know, I guess I want kind of some little magic spell that changes it. I want something convenient, but, you know.
Had it happened to you before, Miguel? Had you felt that before with women?
Here and there, you know.
Right.
But I mean, like, just lately, it's
lately,
only,
okay.
Right, yeah, so.
Could it be physiological, Celeste and Danielle? Doctors here? What do you think?
Could it be what? Sorry?
Physiological? Could it be something?
Yeah, it could be hormonal levels, and you can get those tested.
Testosterone levels, yeah.
At a doctor.
Yeah, you know, it could be, yeah. Doctor. Have you gone to a doctor lately? Have you had a checkup, anything? What would you...
Maybe that could be a good thing to do, to go check it out. Yeah,
that's okay. A good place to start. And, you know, a lot of times, I mean, I would need to know more about your sex history and your own, you know, desire history to really be able to help with this one. But,
right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You check out their website, CelesteandDanielle.com. You can set up an appointment with them.
Awesome.
And you should, but check out your doc, you know, go to doctor, talk to Celeste and Danielle. I'm so glad you called.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate
it. Sure, Miguel. Have a great night. I love when men call in and ask for directions.
Me too.
Right? They're not going to ask if they're lost on the highway. They're not going to be like, where's the gas station? You know, they're not going to ask for directions sexually, but sometimes they do. Makes me very happy. Okay, so tell me also about your new parties. You have these sensual parties where people are eating sushi off each other's bodies.
Yes, they sushi. Are. Yeah. How did you know?
I think you told me that something about sushi. Menace is like obsessed with the sushi eating thing. So,
yeah, so we're having aphrodisiac appetizers of all different sorts, and one of them is going to be sushi eaten off of women wrapped in saran wrap, and we have some gorgeous women, some good friends of mine, who are going to be our sushi platters. And then we have a lot of entertainment. We've got some burlesque and some, you know, singing performances, and we have a good friend of mine make something called yoni butter, and she's going to be spreading that around.
Why not? Spread all the... So why is it... There's a lot of... San Francisco, there's lots of sexy parties around here. How is it a little different, this party? Danielle and Celeste, anything? I mean, I don't usually eat sushi off a woman's body. That is pretty new. Menace, do you want to go? Because Menace, you were talking about eating sushi off of a woman's body or something.
Yeah, I was telling you last, I think it was last show or two shows ago, that it's like the latest rage. It's always on TV.
Did you know
like
this
that.
Was trendy now? No? Okay.
Yeah, I think what's different about this party is that, you know, a lot of times people go to these parties and they want to meet people, but they don't really know how. And we're going to create a lot of opportunities for people to interact and meet people.
Single people?
Yeah, there's going to be single people. There's going to be coupled people. We're going to have, you know, run the gamut. Coupled people who want to meet single people. You know, everybody.
So, there's all exactly. kinds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And when is it?
February 9th.
Okay.
And it's at 111 Minna. Gallery
nice.
In
it's a
San
big
Francisco.
Space. It's
yeah,
a big
it's a
space.
Really
it's
nice
a fun,
space.
Sexy space. I've been to so many things there. I've been to, like, movies and art parties and sexy parties.
And the point is that everyone is invited and they can bring
everyone?
Them. Yeah.
Everyone?
Why not?
21 and over.
21 and over, yes. Thank you.
Okay. Anything new? Okay, so we'll go to your sexy party and Menace can come eat sushi off the body. I wanted to ask, are there any... anything else besides, we talked about the sex tips for men and the women, anything new would you say since we saw you last that's been coming up more? I mean, I was talking about this confessional I did this weekend, that there's a lot of, you know, this anxiety, it seems it's coming up. Is there anything else, trends that you found? We talked a lot about men with women lately that's coming up more, or anything tips we
yes.
can give? We have one more call. Is there anything?
Confidence.
confidence
is a big thing that we work a lot now with. Women want men, confident men, and men want to be confident. And we work a lot with men.
Do men want confident women?
Yes.
Yeah.
In theory, they do, but then they don't.
I think they
like
want
that's really cool
women.
That you're confident, and then I don't
they
know.
Want to have responsive women and women who know what they want. So,
women who know
this
what
is
they
confidence.
Want. This is confidence.
Yeah, and I was thinking about your person at the confessional who said they want like crazy women. They're always attracted to crazy
right.
women, and they don't know what to do. So, I've definitely worked with people like this, and the problem is that when they date crazy women, they go crazy themselves. So I said, you can date crazy women as long as you can learn how to not go crazy yourself, you know?
How do you do, right.
And that's what's
you,
and we do. We help people learn that. And it is really about staying in your own confident core and not sort of jumping on whatever roller coaster they're going to take you on at any time. You know, women have all sorts of emotions. They go up and down a lot higher and lower than men. And we teach men how to deal with those emotions in women without losing their minds. And so that's a big...
Is that a course, too?
That's part of what we teach in our Extraordinary Lover Workshop. Yeah, and we teach men in individual coaching a lot, too. You know, I mean, you see, we start talking about this, and you see all these men with, like, these traumatized look on their faces.
Like, every 3.5 weeks, she comes after me with a chainsaw. It's so weird.
They're picturing they're having these terrible flashbacks, and we say, you don't have to, you know, like, you don't have to lose it. There are ways to handle this, and it's not about being logical. You know, there's a lot of different kinds of ways to handle it, and running away and hiding is not a good one.
No. So what about these guys? I mean, like I said, a lot of men, they were saying, you know, I'm not sure. Is it the right one? I've been together and we don't want to have sex anymore. And this comes up all the time, but since, you know, this is what you do here for a living. Have you seen couples who are like together and they're like, we don't want to sleep together anymore? And then you can put that spark back in? You've seen this?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I work with a number of couples, and watching them transform and get all hot for each other again, especially after they've been married for 10 years or they have small children or they've been married for 40 years, you know, and it's so hot. To watch that connection, you know, rekindle, and for them to be like, yeah, we started having sex again. You know, we get the greatest
oh,
emails.
I'm glad yeah. to hear that, because I'm looking, I'm going, come on. He's like, 20 years, don't have sex. I'm like, never, never? Come on, you sure? He's like, nope, never. I'm like, will you try it? Nope. I'm like, there's things you can do. No, she doesn't want to have sex with me. I don't have sex with her. It's fine. Mm-hmm. We're just going to watch television. I can't even think of a television show. I was like, Friends. I need to get a TV. I'm totally going to get a TV this year. Okay, Celeste and Danielle, any parting words? CelesteandDanielle.com. Thank you for coming on the show.
Come visit our website. Come to
our
party.
Come visit your website. Come to your parties. Can I really come to a workshop and become an extraordinary lover?
Yes, we already invited you.
I know,
be a
but
model.
You're going to become. You can either be a model,
model
or you can be. You can become an irresistible sex goddess, and that's going to be on the 28th.
I got to sit in a room and then help they pleasure me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Virgie's going to do it. Virgie? I really want Virgie to come be a model.
I'd love to.
You'd
Yay.
Be so good.
Yeah, thank you.
She I'd really would, to. And she gives really good feedback. Like, we sent her out a date with a friend of Menace's, and she was like, here's the areas that were great, and here's where he just needs a little bit of improvement. Like, she wasn't, like, negative. She's like, there's little things that you could do. Walk me to the door.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Feedback
time.
is
your middle
it's
name.
It's the whole equation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Feedback, confidence, and sex.
Good.
That's
well,
what we're talking about.
We'd love to have you as a model.
Okay. It is Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. Thanks, Les and Danielle. And we come back. I've got some special friends here from Macworld from Culture Cuts. Culture Cuts is a famous video cast where they interview people, arts people about culture. But we're going to talk about it. They try to be culturally smart, and I try to be sexually smart, and we're going to combine the two in a minute. It's Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM.